One, if we have.
Participant is now exiting.
Individual in right now, it should notify here momentarily.
Okay.
Unknown participant is now joining.
Item number 41, case of Eric Noble, Planning Director of Klamath County.
Chair Mason, Commissioners, Susan Myers, Investigator. Item 41 is a preliminary review report for Eric Noble, the Planning Director for Klamath County. The complaint in this case alleged that Mr. Noble, who resides in the South Suburban Sanitary District, failed to disclose a conflict of interest arising because he lives in the district and was involved in the permitting process for the district's recent permit applications. Those applications, the sanitary district sought permits from Klamath County and then eventually from DEQ to discharge effluent and biosolids from his wastewater treatment facilities onto agricultural land that it had purchased in the county. Neighboring property owners, understandably, were concerned. The decision on the permits is being made by the Board of County Commissioners based on a recommendation from the Planning Commission. Mr. Noble's role is to present factual information to the Planning Commission that does not advocate either for approval or denial. At public hearings on June 23rd of 2020 and February 23rd of 2021, two of the Planning Commissioners publicly announced conflicts of interest arising because they are district customers. The complainant asserts that as Planning Director, Eric Noble was also required to disclose a conflict of interest. It appears in this case that because of his role in the process, Mr. Noble would have at most a potential conflict of interest. However, it also appears that he may be member of a class, the class being residential customers of the sanitary district. And therefore, because of the class exemption in 244.02013B, he may not have any conflict of interest at all. The class exemption applies if the financial impact of the action would impact the public official to the same degree as other members of the class. In this case, it appears that if the permit applications are approved, it will not result in any personal financial benefit or detriment for Mr. Noble. Rather, he will, as he is now, be charged the same rates as all of the other sanitary district's residential customers. Thus, it appears he may be a member of a class subject to the exemption. The report that is in your meeting books recommends dismissal.
Thank you for that report. Do we have any...
Mr. Noble's on.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Noble, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for hearing the case.
This is your opportunity to present to the commission. If you would like.
Well, I know you have a long hearing today, so I'm just here in case you have any questions.
Great. Thank you.
I have nothing to present.
Any questions from the commissioners for the investigator? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair, on the basis of the report from our investigator, as well as I appreciate the summary on page 341, Mr. Noble's summary of the issue that he's been involved in, I would recommend that the commission accept the staff recommendation to dismiss the complaint involving Eric Noble from Klamath County, item 41 on our April 30th executive session agenda.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiskum. Any discussion on the motion? And seeing none, roll call vote.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
On mute.
You said aye, though.
Yeah, he just showed him.
Okay. Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Thank you, Mr. Noble. We appreciate you joining us.
Oh, thank you. Bye now.
Okay, moving right along. Number 49, Angela Adams.
Thank you, Chair Mason and Commissioners. Again, for the record, my name is Lisa Kristen. I'm an investigator with the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. Before I use the matter of Angela Adams, case number 21-041-ELC, that is at page 419 and item 49 in your meeting book. Ms. Adams was employed as the office manager of the Linn County Planning and Building Department. A financial audit of that department, initiated at the request of the Linn County Administrative Officer, was concluded in November 2020 and revealed significant financial discrepancies. A subsequent criminal investigation by the Linn County Sheriff's Office revealed that approximately $235,000 in cash payments made to the department had not been deposited over a period of approximately 8 years. As a result of the investigation, on March 15, 2021, Ms. Adams was charged with one count of theft in the first degree and 11 counts of aggravated theft in the first degree in case number 21CR04836 in Linn County Circuit Court. The matter is currently only set for a status check in criminal court, has not gone to trial yet. The preliminary review report is in your meeting book with a recommendation to move this matter to investigation. I would like to note, given the time of the alleged thefts, that part of the investigation would be for us to look into how many years back, what amounts of money were misappropriated, again, if that turns out to be the case. If the matter is so moved to investigation, the preliminary review report is in your meeting book with a recommendation to move to investigation, but if it is so moved, we would be asking for the matter to be suspended while the criminal case is pending. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for that report. Any questions for our investigator from commissioners? Seeing none?
Mr. Chair, hearing none, I will move we accept the staff recommendation involving Ms. Angela Adams from Linn County Planning and Building Department, item 49 on our April 30th executive session agenda.
Any discussion on the motion from commissioners? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Thank you. Our last final item for executive session number 50, Armando Pedroza. Thank you.
Thank you. Chair Mason, commissioners, again, for the record, I'm Lisa Kristen. I'm with the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. This is the matter of Armando Pedroza, case number 21-042-ELC. This is found at page 423 and item 50 in your meeting book. Mr. Pedroza was an employee of Jackson County. A complaint was filed alleging that Mr. Pedroza, a former senior maintenance worker for Jackson County, might have attempted to use his position for financial gain by purchasing tools and equipment for himself with a county-issued credit card. Complaint submitted by the Jackson County Auditor, Eric Spivak, alleges that Mr. Pedroza, during an investigation by the auditor, acknowledged that he had used the county credit card to purchase tools and equipment that he then kept for his personal use. Excuse me, an investigation of potential criminal charges against Mr. Pedroza has been opened by the Medford Police Department in case number 21-392. The report is in your meeting book with a recommendation to move the matter to investigation. If the matter is so moved, commission staff would be requesting the investigation be suspended pending the outcome of pending criminal charges. And I just want to clarify that at present, there's a police report with charges. The DA has not acted on that yet. So that's one of the things, again, we'd be following an investigation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for that report. Any questions for our investigator?
Mr. Chair, hearing none, I will move that we accept the staff recommendation involving Mr. Armando Pedroza from Jackson County, item number 50 on our April 30th executive session agenda.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiskum. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Thank you. And we'll reconvene to regular open session. We'll gavel us out of executive session.
Thank you.